agent.
Yes.
Did you just mention in the Green Book that he became an Arahant on landing?
So not in the interval, but on appearance.
And once you become an Arahant in the pure bow, do you carry on?
As an Arahant for a long, 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 long time.
You stay there as an Arahant?
Yes. Okay. So that's your last life. So that's one of the reasons I think that, personally, the Pure Land Buddhism became very popular, because guaranteed Arahantship, you arrive there and you have a long, long time in a really, really nice place. So it's the kind of super-duper retirement home fantasy. So you're an Arahant in a Brahma world, no physical discomfort for gazillions of years. Very appealing. So anyway, that's my pet theory, is that Pure Land Buddhism grew up out of that. Like, rather than realizing Arahantship and ending rebirth in this life, get to the Pure Lands and you have a really, really long time, a really nice place. It's not the final program. Yeah, it's not Nibbana, but it's a really, really nice place to hang out as an Arahant for a long, long time.
What do you mean by long, long? I mean, thousands of years or thousands
of years? Well, the longest ones, I forget, in the fifth level of the Suddhavasa, I think it's something like 84,000 kalpas. Like, you know, one kalpa is a time from a big bang to a big crunch. I mean, it's like, well, if you really want to know, estimates vary, but one estimate for a kalpa is 10 to the power of 140 years, human years. So 84,000 of those. So a long, 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 you could get a bit bored if you weren't an Arahant. I mean, these are sort of cosmological scale things, but anyway, just to say that I feel that kind of, me having defined existence for a really long time in a perfectly comfortable place as an enlightened being, that the kind of, I would say, in my not very humble opinion, that the kind of appeal of that to the eternalist habits of mind, it was very strong. So not to put down the value of Pure Land Buddhism, but I suspect that kind of model drew people to that kind of framework for Buddhist practice. And so ending rebirth became less of a focus than being reborn in these pure abodes. Yes?
Just to understand then, after they're reborn on Earth and then become enlightened,
So if you were an Anagami, you'd reach the level of a non-returner, you pass away from the human realm, you would be reborn in one of the Suddhavasa, the pure abodes, and then at some point, either before landing, on landing, or sometime after landing, then you would realize Arahantship in that abode, and your lifetime would be like at least 10,000 eons long. You have a really long lifetime as a Brahma god, in the pure abodes, you're an Arahant there, and the other beings there are all either Arahants or close to being Arahants. On that level, it's an appealing possibility.
So people can get enlightened in different realms?
Yes. Either in the human realm or the Deva realms, but there's no mention of any being realizing enlightenment in, say, the animal realm or the ghost realm or the hell realms.